Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We have some big weather blowing, hailing, and tornadoing through Wisconsin. Nearly golf ball-sized hail coming down in Altoona. We now have a new tornado warning in Columbia County, also Green Lake and Marquette counties until 5:44 p.m. We're now seeing, looks like marble-sized hail on the east side of Wisconsin. Goodness my, everybody be safe out there. And with that, I would like to welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Jeremy Janine, creator of Urban Milwaukee, one of the contributing authors there. Jeremy, it has been an incredibly busy news day. Thank you so much for making time. Welcome back to the show. How are you, my friend?
Thanks for having me. No hail here in downtown Milwaukee yet.
Yet. Let's keep our fingers crossed on that since we're all out and about with all the news today. Let me start. Do you have any updates on the police presence at the City of Milwaukee's Zeidler Municipal Building?
It's a strange situation. Here's what I know. Sometime around 3 o'clock, all of a sudden, a large wave of police officers descended on the Zeidler Building, which is, Maggie, you and possibly many of your listeners know, is connected to the city hall by a tunnel. Well, what had happened was a worker was terminated in what appears to be the waterworks, awaiting confirmation on that, but there was a loud noise in the stairwell next to the waterworks. The initial suspicion was it was gunshots. Now we're getting this kind of slow walk back that it might actually have just been something else that caused the loud noise. Still waiting on confirmation on that. Still a lot of police officers around City Hall, although people are now being let out of the complex and some of the vehicles are disappearing from the police.
Wow, we'll keep our eye on that. Certainly a scary situation. I worked in the Zeidler Building for many years when I was working in the city attorney's office there. I hope everyone's safe and well there. And please do keep us posted, Jeremy, if you hear of anything else. I wanted to turn next. Were you actually in the courtroom for Judge Dugan's arraignment this morning?
Graham Kilmer was there for Milwaukee, and he was in almost everyone and ended up in this media overflow room, and it was a quick event.
Yeah, 4 or 5 minutes as these arraignments typically go. As I understand it, Judge Dugan did not speak at all in the hearing. Is that correct?
That is correct. Her attorney, Stephen Viscupic, entered her plea on her behalf.
Plea of not guilty. What did Graham Kilmer of Urban Milwaukee, that you also work for and helped found, Jeremy, what did Graham say generally about the mood in the courtroom, anything about Judge Dugan's demeanor?
Just that it was in and out quick and that she seemed to exude confidence, her entire legal team did, and that there was a calm demeanor in the courtroom. It was not charged between the two parties.
That's good to hear. Do you know who appeared on behalf of the U.S. Attorney's Office?
I don't off the top of my head. I would have to look at my notes, but it was someone who actually, when Stephen Viscupic was U.S. Attorney, was his deputy. So someone he has a close relationship with.
Yeah, it's interesting because right now, Rick Froehling, who for years, including when Biskupic was the U.S. attorney for the Eastern District of Wisconsin, Rick Froehling was the head of the criminal division, which is one of the top deputy-type positions within the U.S. attorney's office. I'm curious if it was Rick, in fact, that appeared. He is currently the acting U.S. attorney pending an appointment of a U.S. attorney by the Trump administration to the Eastern District of Wisconsin. Rick has been both a frontline prosecutor in the U.S. Attorney's Office, has worked there for decades under all sorts of both Republican and Democratic administrations. So it's fascinating to me to see these dynamics. Of course, folks, if you've been listening to our coverage and my coverage here of Judge Dugan's prosecution, former Eastern District of Wisconsin U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic is part of Judge Dugan's crackerjack legal team, along with former Solicitor General Paul Clement, a native of Wisconsin. It is this very like Venn diagram, all these people overlapping, just fascinating. Jeremy, again, what was the protest scene outside? I know that there was a gathering organized for about 7:45 this morning. Was there anything notable or remarkable about the protest prior to her preliminary appearance this morning at the federal courthouse?
It even lasted through the appearance. There was one point that you could hear it in the courtroom, and Dugan made a comment that you could not hear to one of her attorneys. And to get back to what you asked previously, it was Froehlich that represented the U.S. in the case. There was hands off Hannah Dugan chants, a number of other chants. The protest did not focus solely on Hannah Dugan, but against all of the Trump administration's policies.
Thanks so much. That's Jeremy Janine of Urban Milwaukee. I know you have to get to yet another media and news event this afternoon, and our connection's a little spotty, Jeremy. So I'm going to say thank you. Thank you very much. We will return next week with Jeremy Janine of Urban Milwaukee, founder and columnist there, for more Milwaukee as Microcosm. Be safe out there, Jeremy, in case the weather does roll in for us folks here in southeastern Wisconsin. Thanks again, Jeremy. Really appreciate that. Folks, we are going to continue to bring you breaking coverage of the new of the weather events across the state of Wisconsin. Right after the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Corey Hartman of Severe Weather Studios. He's going to give us a weather update at the top of the hour. One thing I wanted to make note of just very briefly as we close out the 4 p.m. hour is this. When we turn to All Matters Legal, everybody, you're going to want to tune in every day to the Maggie Dawn Show, because over the coming weeks, the Wisconsin Supreme Court is going to be issuing a flurry of decisions, including on Wisconsin's 1849 putative abortion ban, which isn't really an abortion ban. But you're going to want to keep it locked here, because I will be breaking down all those blockbuster decisions in the coming weeks before the end of the Wisconsin Supreme Court's term. When we come back after the top of the hour, we'll get a weather update, and then I will turn to the monumental arguments that occurred earlier today before the U.S. Supreme Court about birthright citizenship and the power of U.S. district courts. Don't go anywhere. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.